Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Business Marketing Club, or BMC. I'm Dave Stevens. I'm a business marketer and I'm chair and co-founder of the Business Marketing Club. The BMC is a not-for-profit community network of business marketing professionals and people interested in business marketing. It's run by business marketers for business marketers, and we provide face-to-face and virtual event meetups, training, podcasts, blogs, newsletters, mentoring, social media groups, community groups, and gatherings for business marketers. Today, we have almost 5,000 participants across the world. If, though, this is the first time you've joined us, you're very welcome. Check us out at businessmarketingclub.org.uk. If you've been with us before, well, welcome back. It's good to have you along again. It's interesting how many financial services businesses, when recruiting marketers, insist on in-sector experience. Is there something special about this sector that means that business marketers need not apply? I'm joined today by Anais Bressel, the marketing director of Insignis Cash, to tell us all about it. Anais, welcome to our podcast.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. So before we dive in, tell us a bit about Insignis.
So Insignis Cash is a fintech company. We say that we are the home of cash saving products. So we provide a cash management platform for UK savers, businesses, charity, and so on, to earn much more on their much more interest on their cash saving by offering about like 2,500 products across 40 plus bank through just one single application.
Great. And so given that you're in the financial services sector, you're probably in a really, really good position then to tell us what's so special about financial services. What's different about marketing financial services, do you think, compared to other B2B sectors?
I think there are a lot of similarities because it's still a B2B sector. But I would say that it's very sensitive to market volatility and macroeconomics. So it's you need to be fast and you've seen in recent news what can happen when something goes wrong. You've got, obviously, it's a regulated sector, so you have to keep on top of all the compliance changes and additions. It's also a sector that, because it's very interconnected between the different institutions, trust and reputation is very high. So you have to be very careful with that. Then I will add the data aspect, because you're dealing with the very sensitive data, and then the emotional aspect where you're talking about either if it's private individuals or businesses, you're dealing with their finance and their bottom line if it's a good day or a bad day for them. So I would say that's where financial services is a different sector to other B2B.
Can you tell us a bit more about some of those elements? So I think that some of them strike me as things that probably other sectors say as well, right? So other sectors will tell you, oh, I have to move faster than anybody else. Thank you very much. I've got to be really, really agile. And other sectors tell us it's B2B, but it's all about emotion. So I hear those two things played around quite broadly. Is there something special about financial services or in those two areas, or is it a bit of me too?
I think it's something special because if there is a domino effect in the financial services in terms of reputation or if you look at the recent bank collapses, we didn't have them on our panel, so we're not directly affected. However, we've been affected because our clients, our partners, they just needed reassurance. So somehow we've been affected. It plays a role when you look at content and what you can say and not say, because you've got all this interlink between the differences. Like sometimes one of your clients can in fact be your supplier. So I've been in company where clients and suppliers were like really interchanging all the time. And so sometimes you really want to say something, but you can't, because you can't, you have to keep this relationship and this trust that you've got this with institutions. Similarly, you have to be reactive and agile on to react to the market. But again, for the reputational point of view, you can't jump and do a campaign, let's say, at the back of one of these bank collapsing. So you can't do the, if you look on the BTC market, the aviation gene moment, where they did a great campaign on the back of the Pollenton, bad reputation or like lack of taste when they launched their bike. I would like to do this kind of campaign. I know I can't in the financial services B2B world.
Okay. So given these kind of, as you play it, five special things about financial services marketing, what skills do you need in order to be able to market financial services well?
Well, so then I kind of feel like you need to be adaptive and responsive, but still have a cold mind and be reflective on what you're going to say. You need to be able to, in your communication, to be quite clear, to explain complex products, but also to be, your message needs to be very clear, concise. So you're in line with the compliance and you're not misleading. And that's very, you know, it can be like, sometimes it's just one word that can be read in a different way. That's where you have to be careful. Obviously, stay in form and on top of, you know, changing the news and compliance spec. You need, I'll say, is like professional services, it is for an actor, you need to be good in both offline and online marketing. And often as when I see like young marketers entering the market, they're all about digital, which is great. But then offline plays a big role in professional services and financial services in general. And I would say you need to be accurate, detail orientated, and resilient. You're generally going to deal with people who have been in financial services, in banking, and where a misplaced comma can have a dramatic effect. So they will come, you know, you'll write a text and they will tell you that you've got a comma or a grammatical error in their view. So you have to be resilient and be happy to change that. I find it difficult at first, but now I'm looking at it as like, well, if the only thing you have to see on my work is that I missed a comma, I'm happy.
Yeah, you're okay on that score. So are these skills that you can only really pick up through, you know, building experience in financial services? Or are they skills that can be taught?
Depends who you're teaching. I think you can get them. No, I think you have to experience them, in fact. I don't think you can, you know, you can tell people that resilience is not something that... that you can really, you can give people tools to be more resilient, but I think it's just experiencing and how you react. That in fact, you know, that's how you will learn. Other skills, I think you probably can, I don't know. I think like the resilience things is there. The others, they are like pretty big skills that you can share with other sectors, I would say.
Okay. So let's say people have those skills. What steps is it that they need to take? Or what steps do they need to take to market financial services well?
Like I said, you need to know, as everywhere, for every marketer, you need to know your audience. But for me, an eye-opener was to go to some events and conferences, because I didn't understand why we were continuing to do some collateral. Until I went to an event and I was like, now I understand why we're doing that. So that's a key point. I think it's working really on the value proposition. Because I find generally in financial services, you're not discounting things. You don't have promotional, So it's really understanding how you promote your unique selling point and the value you're giving to the end user as but like as in B2B, as for them in the business, but also them in their career. So if you give them a product that helps their business, but also them like look good, like they're for their boss, then they might, you know, you might help them getting this promotion, or at least say that's not that your product is not the end goal. It's really like, what do they get by using and having your product for their business and for themselves?
Okay.
And then I would say one key thing is to identify your subject experts and really work with them. The attorneys tend to be extremely busy people. While in the company I've worked in, they always like the top, like the senior management, so extremely busy. But you have to work with them to promote their brand, their people. They are the ones representing your business, and they are the ones that are out talking to clients or potential partners. Mm. So I think that's a key thing when you're marketing for B2B and financial services.
Conversely, so you've told us what the steps are that you should take. What are the things you need to avoid?
In your messaging, obviously you need to you need to avoid misleading and overpromising. You definitely need to avoid not talking to your compliance team. Thing you need to avoid is just be mindful of the vulnerable population and make sure you've got something, especially with like things like the consumer duty coming in. I think specific to financial services. That's what I would say, the two things forward.
Okay. All right. And if you look out at the financial services world right now, which financial services organizations do you think are marketing well and why?
I thought of this question, and the thing is, like, first it's difficult to really judge if they are doing it well or not, because it depends what's their objective. So on LinkedIn, I've seen American Express and Barclays recently doing quite a lot of heavily B2B campaign, and you know, the message is right, the channel for me, I think it's right. And they're using carousel, so you know they're on top of the new thing. Is it successful? You know, you say I come there. I'm not in their target market, so that's what I find. I find this question quite difficult because I know that Tony can tell you like marketing companies that are doing things well, but financial services or in the B2B space, I wouldn't be their audience.
Yeah, well, it's my job to ask difficult questions and your job to find ways of dodging. So that's fair enough. And Ace, tell us a little bit about you. How is it that, well, you know, what was your journey to get to the place where you became marketing director of Insignis Cash?
Sure. All started ages ago. I worked in a fixed income team as a researcher for a French-speaking country. So I was like data researcher. Just discovered like, but I did study marketing and they didn't have a marketing department. So I took to the CEO and asked if I could do their marketing. And I was lucky enough that they gave me a shot. So that's where I started. Very generalist, no budget, working heavily with the IT team, building a lot of system in-house, which now was hard at the time, but now it's just a blessing because I've got a very broad understanding of all the different aspects of marketing, but also understand the technology, which, as you know, with the MarTech and all the integration is quite important. Then I stay in financial services, move on to financial advisors specializing in raising debt for project finance, and had there about like five different line of products to market, all about financial modeling, but looking, it was from a software to an advisory services. So you can imagine it was very different type of marketing, from PPC to thought leadership pieces and events and brand awareness. And then recently I moved to Insignis Cash back in February, where I've got the chance to build a growing marketing team. Very exciting time.
It does sound exciting. And see, what's interesting for me a bit about that is, in a sense, you've kind of managed to find a way of building up the experience that you've needed to market financial services really well, but actually not always directly within the financial services space. So in a sense, the financial services sector has kind of got to a point where, you know, you reached a threshold of skills that meant they were comfortable with letting you in.
Yes, but it's also, I think all of them were linked. All of them will tell, all this company will say that they are in the financial services. It's just, it is so broad. Mm. It depends what you define financial services. Yeah. And that's true that I was talking to the same type of company. And I think that's what people liked when the recruiters, like I was talking to investment banks, to asset managers, wealth managers, but at different, for different products or different teams.
Got it. So if there's somebody listening to this who's kind of thinking about, you know, they quite like the idea of becoming a future marketing director of Insignis Cash, how would you advise them to get started in terms of building the experience that they need?
Well, I'll say, but definitely you'd have to start anywhere within the B2B space. Would I say financial services is a must? Not necessarily. I find, especially for fintech companies, they like people that have been hands-on. Mm. So, it's really like learning, and don't be afraid to have no budget and learn how to make a good campaign with no money. What I would advise, well, because for me, for a marketing director, you probably still have to be a generalist, but explore and work with the different team of the different marketing specialties. I think that's probably said. I don't think you need to do, read the financial press if you really want to be in the financial services, understand the effect of macroeconomics. But you don't have to do the CFA exam or such financial very deep down dive into financial securities and products.
Great.
Sometimes I heard people doing.
That's a reassuring bit of advice, I think. So look, and thank you so much, Anais, for talking to us today. If people want to find out more about Insignis Cash, what should they do?
Well, they can follow us on LinkedIn, or they can, they can always DM me, and I will put them in touch with the right person. Or they can go on insigniscash.com and see our brand new website.
Brand new. Relatively, actually, literally hot off the press website. Anais Bressel, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
And that's all for this episode of the Business Marketing Club podcast. Thanks to my guest, Anais Bressel. And thanks to our technical person, Alicia Gratian. Thanks to you for listening. Do rate or review us if you can, and email me at davestevensnow@gmail.com if you'd like to be a speaker or offer feedback. There's more where this came from. Just go to businessmarketingclub.org.uk.